We're back with action. Hi, you made it through. It's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
I've always been wondering this.
What's that?
How come you always have the right kind of music every time somebody calls?
Because I just have a zillion different CDs, a zillion different machines. I got music like you wouldn't believe. I wish you could see me now. It's kind of an interesting, I'm surrounded by blinking lights. And wherever I look, I have a button that'll give me a sound.
Yeah, but how do you know what subject? Like, how do you just know? I mean, do they have, like this is the army music, this is the...
No, we just know the music. Well, of course, my right-hand man, Bill Scanlon, if he hears you say anything, he can find the music and just slam it in there. So, name a topic, any subject. I'll find music that fits it, whether it's space...
World War II.
World War II? Well, this fits World War II right here. And shall we storm the beaches in Normandy? I saw the winking lights of the enemy machine gun fire. And as I sat there, bobbing in my troop carrier, wondering if I'd be one of the lucky ones that made it to the beach, or would I be floating face down? I turned to my buddy, I said, if I don't make it back, you gotta tell Gloria something. You gotta tell her that I loved her. You gotta tell Gloria that she was everything to me. That I wish like hell I married her. If I don't make it back, is it all right? And if I don't make it back, you gotta tell Zelda. You gotta tell Zelda that... I didn't mean to hurt her. And then the West Virginian sitting there in the troop transport with it said, hey, if I don't make it back, don't tell my girlfriend nothing. She finds out I'm in this kind of a dangerous situation, she'll kill me.
The Grease Man Show.
You see, that's how it's done.
Wow.
And that music was rolling even before you asked for it. You just happened to ask for the right music. Name that subject.
Thank you.
Go ahead, name another one.
Another one?
Yeah.
Science. Anything scientific.
Anything scientific.
Like science fiction.
Science fiction. I'm not into science, but I could do it. But you know what I mean? Like outer space, intergalactic kind of annoyance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll think of something else.
It says time.
Yeah.
Time and travel through the limitless reaches of space.
Yes.
Time. Irrelevant when traveling through the Milky Way. And so you got these two space travelers. Low on fuel, and the one says, if I don't make it back. I'm only kidding with you, little man. Would you like to travel in space? Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
You know, they say that if you can go the speed of light, you could blast off, go for about 5 years, and you come back to Earth and like 30 years have passed.
So awesome.
And you come back and your little five-year-old kid, he's 30, he's older than you are. Your parents, they're doddering old geezers. I mean, think about that kind of space travel. If you go at that speed, time becomes meaningless. And you come back 5 years older, but everybody else is 40 years older. Wouldn't that be the freakiest thing?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there reading the paper, find out who won the World Series for the last 30 years?
Oh.
All your friends are old geezers. At first, you'd probably laugh. Hey, Joe, what do you got to keep your hair in, a cardboard box? Hey, Zelda, I see childbirth has been cruel to you. But all your friends gone. You from another time. Maybe that's why I don't think about outer space travel. It's too depressing. That's why I'd rather talk about love, romance, passion. And I've always been interested in, even when I was a bald-faced boy and the burlesque came to town. I remember I had to see it anyway. I was just a kid, but I heard that that burlesque was really something. So I snuck in there. The man was busy taking tickets from all the men in town, and he didn't see me scoot around the old podium there. Watch them ladies doing the can-can and the whoopee dance. Kicking their legs up in the air, wearing the barest minimum of clothing. Oh, my little eyes opened wide as I feasted on that forbidden sight. Well, I came running home in tears. Daddy said, "What's the matter, son? What's the matter?" I said, "Well, Mama told me that that burlesque is awful. It's the devil's own invention. And that anybody that goes to see that sick, sinful display will turn into a pillar of stone." Well, Daddy, I went to see it, and look, I'm starting to change already.
Stand by for more of the all-new Greaseman Show.